House Bill 1149, an act to revise certain provisions related to the awarding of high school diplomas to certain veterans.
House Bill 1149 has had second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. This bill will look very familiar to a lot of faces around here because we had it several years ago, and at the time it was a honorary high school diploma, but it was only to World War II veterans. This legislation expands that to Korean veterans, and it also expands it to not be an honorary anymore, but a regular high school diploma. Many of these gentlemen are deceased that have been in the Second World War especially. I think it's only fitting and proper that we award an regular diploma to our veterans. I think they went above and beyond and are in, I guess, deserving of the honor of having a high school diploma. Many of them at the time left home and left high school and went off to war, and I think it's probably the best thing we can do is award it. I don't believe there's going to be any of them go on to college or anything like that. There's probably going to be very few that apply for this program, but I would hope that we could support this legislation and pass it on and show our appreciation to the veterans. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Broz.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the Senate. First of all, just be assured that I do not oppose giving diplomas to our veterans, because many of them gave up a great deal and interrupted their careers in school to be in World War II. And also, we're adding with this bill the Korean police action. However, I do wonder whether what type of a diploma we give. This did pass out of the Education Committee, and when it passed out to the floor, I was hoping that we would hear from some of the veteran groups and so on, which to this point I have not heard from them. With that, Madam President, I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Broz moves that House Bill 1149 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 6 of the printed bill, after receive, remove overstrikes on an honorary, and delete A. On line 9, after award, remove overstrike on an honorary, and delete A.
Does any member wish the motion reread? Is there a second? Discussion on the Broz motion to amend.
Madam President, may I speak to the amendment and to the bill?
That's granted.
The reason, of course, why that I have suggested the amendment is because for the past 2 years, that is the way that we have addressed this particular issue with the veteran groups. Rather than giving a regular diploma that we give to the students that have completed the requirements for graduation, we are now giving them an honorary diploma. So with this, if we were to change now, there's already veterans that have received those honorary diplomas, so I would think that we would want to continue that. Secondly, when this bill was heard in committee, we had no veterans that actually came to testify to the bill, either for or against. So I have to recall what actually happened a couple of years ago when we went to the honorary diploma. And as I recall that, it was, to begin with, the veteran groups actually wanted a regular diploma, and then when finally the bill was heard later on, veterans had changed their mind and came in and testified to say that the honorary, and for this reason, the reason that they suggested the honorary, they do not want to minimize a regular diploma that we issue. They do not want to minimize the importance to the graduates as to what their diploma means. We need to continue that, and so therefore, I'm hoping that since we have not been contacted and so on, that we can go back to the way that it has been for the reasons that I have told to you. This is what the amendment actually does. So with that, I'm hoping that you can support the amendment and the bill.
Further motions on the Broz motion, further remarks on the Broz motion
Madam
to
President.
Amend. Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. I understand exactly what Senator Brose is saying, but I have talked to several of the veterans, and I'm sure many of you did too, when the VFW and Legion were in town, and they are supportive of this legislation. Just because they didn't show up in committee does not really mean that they're against this bill or do not support it, and I would hope that we could pass this bill without the Brose amendment on it.
Further remarks on the Brose motion? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is a Brose motion to amend House Bill 1149. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
The motion carries. Further remarks on House Bill 1149 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1149 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven? Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Vitter,
aye.
Valesky, Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 34, excused 1.
House Bill 1149 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed as amended. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.